Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Happy New Year, Benjamin.
Happy New Year, Chris and Danny.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Chris. It's good to see you again.
Happy New Year, Danny and Ben.
Chris, Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
You know that we've basically been doing this podcast for a year now? Because we started...
It's only been good for about 7 episodes.
We started in, almost a year ago. Basically January of 08, though. It's January of 09 right now.
Yeah. Did we start in January?
Yeah.
Was there like a month of prep where you guys kind of
no
there still hasn't been
and it's a year old now, and not only that, but we're almost to 40 episodes, so we're almost over the hill. You know they say you're over the hill.
Is there going to be a 50th episode celebration?
Yes,
when we get to 50 we get syndicated.
So, well, anyway, I was thinking we could do a, we could tell each other our New Year's resolutions this year. Do you make New Year's resolutions, usually, Ben?
Sometimes I do, not always, but this year I did.
How about you, Chris?
No.
Well, you're going to have to make some up then, which is basically what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to start out by saying so we'll just do 5 New Year's resolutions. That seems to be a common number for us. 5.
That's 4 more than I've came up with.
the other 4 will just be pies, I guess.
Yeah, if you don't have a New Year's resolution, you can name a superfruit or food or whatever.
Or you can resolve to eat more of this particular pie.
Because I guess I'll have 1 really good one and 4 that are obviously made up.
We'll save the good one for number 1.
Well, why don't we... All right, go ahead.
I'll start out. My first... Number 5. These aren't in any particular order, though. It's not like I'm building towards number 1, which is I am definitely going to do this.
Are you going to build towards entertaining?
I'm going to try. That kind of relates to number 1, which is just to improve the podcast. I want to do a better job producing the podcast. Well, with, of course, the help from producer Brian. But, I mean, it's just been... It seems like after a year, I should not have this horrible quality with, like, the, you know... the equipment and mics and all that stuff. And only, like our last podcast, it only, for some reason, it only recorded in mono. So you can only hear it in one ear.
Well, don't be so hard on yourself, because most of the problem is your performance on the podcast.
Anyway, I just hope that's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to get more organized with that and figure it out.
So far, off to a good start, I think.
Wait, what are you talking about, the shotties?
Even tonight, everything seems to be flowing smooth.
Yeah. You can't see the small electrical fire burning in the studio. All right, let's go to you, Ben. Last time we went the other way. This time we're going to go to you.
Actually, last time, I always go second. So why don't we, Chris, go second?
Okay.
Well, Chris is fully prepared.
First, I'd like to say, I'm going to do Danny's thing where I don't get to it. I just stall. First of all, I want to say, these are not going to be in ascending order. These will be in order of starting from least important to important. And because I just feel like when you do most important first and then least important, people get confused and then there's nothing to look forward to. So what I'm going to do is my first resolution is to be better organized and to run a better podcast.
Wait, is this yours now, or are you still impersonating me?
No, I'm no longer impersonating you. No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
And I want to make the podcast better.
All right.
So therefore, I would like to fire Danny.
So your number one New Year's resolution is to fire Danny.
That would be an instant improvement to the podcast.
All right. Sounds like I have a majority rule.
Uh-uh. We got to get a couple more votes. Producer Brian hasn't weighed in. He's out of town on business.
Where's producer Brian?
He's out of town on podcast-related business.
Could Brian be setting something up for the 50th anniversary show?
It's possible.
On that anniversary show, he's going to have a new baby. That's what he's setting up for right now.
All right, Ben. Wait, what? Did we get a resolution from Chris? It's just to make the podcast better.
Yeah, I stole your resolution.
Okay, what's yours, Ben? Number
five. Okay, I'm gonna be completely unoriginal here.
Okay.
And mine's gonna be podcast related also.
Okay.
But my New Year's resolution for the year 2009 will be that we will record 2 podcasts a week at least.
Record?
Record.
Okay.
Or attempt. How about that? Attempt.
Okay.
A minimum of 2 podcasts a week for all 52 weeks of the year.
Can we just average 2? Like, can we do 9 in one day and then not have to do one for...
We're not doing 9 in one day.
They can be many.
That's never going to be a problem.
Many podcasts.
We barely do 1 in one day.
That's true.
2 podcasts a week for 52 weeks.
Okay.
Average is okay. That's mine.
Okay.
I think that's doable.
I don't think any of them will be. I think 1 out of the 2 will be good at best. So that's
remember, you're not going to be any of them.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay, so that's a good one. My next one, Ben, is to start smoking. A lot of people resolve to stop smoking. I'm going to try start smoking. I feel like it'll just make me look cooler. I understand.
Cigarettes or marijuana cigarettes?
Just cigarettes because, well, there's a couple reasons. But one, it just you can't smoke marijuana in public. And the main reason I'm doing it is to look cool and make more friends. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think that's a bunch of horse shit. You're not really going to start smoking.
You don't know. If but I end up in jail, I might.
You gave me a good idea for resolution that I've been thinking about for a while. Is try to get medicinal marijuana prescriptions. Because that's very possible. I could do that.
If you're being serious, I can promise you that you can get one because I know some people who really know how to get one.
Yeah, well, I know I can get one too. They're not hard to get.
Okay.
I think that would be a really noble goal.
Ben.
My number 4, is that what we're on?
Yeah.
My number 4 New Year's resolution for the year 2009 will be to be a better fantasy sports manager. There's been too many weeks this year where I forget to set my roster and
I didn't know you even did
some
that.
People that would give me key points.
You know what's funny is I didn't know you did that either, but now that I hear that, it's like, yeah, of course Ben does that.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Can I ask you a question, Ben?
You just did.
Do you have one? Do you have a fantasy baseball and hockey team, and do you have more than just those two?
That's all I do is fantasy hockey and baseball. They have like fantasy NASCAR and golf, and I don't really understand the point of that. But I just do fantasy baseball and hockey, and I only do it with friends.
Okay, and what's the name of your team?
Mine is Rest in Peace Reggie Dunlop, because this year one of my favorite actors, Mr. Paul Newman, died.
Uh-huh.
And in the cult classic Slapshot,
he plays Reggie Dunlop.
He plays Reggie Dunlop. And since he died this year, I thought it would be a nice tribute to name my fantasy hockey team, which is currently in second place out of 6 teams.
Do you?
Probably could be in first if I wouldn't accidentally bench players, hence the New Year's resolution.
So I have more questions about this. Do you name each team every time something different?
Of course, yeah.
See, because a lot of people that do fantasy football, or fantasy anything, they just have a name that's their team name for whatever they're in.
That's lazy, though. That's like being George Foreman and naming all your kids George.
Okay. What are some of your top names that you've had?
I've had the Rice Rockets, the Swing Hard Retards, the Skate Hard Retards, Head on a Swivel. Which is a quote, you know,
we used to play on a team with you, a hockey team in Sacramento, and we were pretty much beginners when we really started, and immediately Ben's like, hey, keep your head on a swivel, Chris, you got to keep your head on a swivel. You make sure your head is on a swivel.
You really kept your head on a swivel in that last game, and I appreciate it. That's what you got to do.
Yeah,
it was producer Brian, for whatever reason, just refused to get his head on a swivel.
Well, that's true. He looked straight down when he skated.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm on to number 3, right?
Yeah.
And this is weird. It's kind of a weird intro. My number 3 New Year's resolution was to start saying, keep your head on a swivel more. So,
Chris, what's your number 3?
I'm going to install a laugh track for Danny.
Is that
can it consist of my laughs at your jokes? Because then they'll be really good laughs.
Yeah, then I definitely I'll take the best parts out of you. Does that count?
Yeah, laugh track for Danny. That's three. Okay. Ben, you're on three.
My number three New Year's resolution for the year 2009 will be to eat more fruit.
All right.
The reason why I say that is because for the listeners who don't know, I work in a produce department, which half of my job is fruit.
What's the other half?
Veggies.
Okay.
Half of my job is fruit.
That's a gay joke at me. And it doesn't make sense anymore because Ben's on it, so it's only third, but not that you've ever passed algebra.
Yeah, but Ben goes both ways.
Okay.
Dude, my mom listens to this show.
I'm just kidding. That was just for the sake of math.
Now I forgot where I was at.
You were telling us half of your job is...
Yeah, I was thinking the other day, you know, I work at a job where I'm encouraged to try the fruit for free all the time, and I rarely do. And I started thinking about what most of my fruit intake is, and it's basically, you know, like diced pears and heavy syrup and fruit roll-ups. Like, I rarely eat fresh fruit. So I feel like I should make a conscious effort to eat more fresh fruit.
Can we do a real quick top three favorite fruits?
No.
All right. I just want to say
favorite canned fruits featured in syrup.
Rainier cherries are going to be number one for me.
They don't come in heavy syrup in cans.
That's true. So eat more fruit. That's a good idea.
Eat more fruit.
All right. So number two for me is going to be quit smoking.
Danny, didn't you just start smoking?
Yeah, but it's bad. I found out during this, while you guys were listing your resolutions, I was doing some research and turns out it's horrible for you. I wasn't really listening.
You thought it was just people trying to look cool. You didn't understand.
I was completely misinformed.
Well, I'm glad you understand now.
But what's good about it is it's going to be really easy for me to give it up because I'm not addicted that much yet.
That's really going to clean up your lungs.
You'll be back to running in no
time. I know
it's
going to help my mile time. All right, Chris, number two.
All right. Number two for me, actually, this time I'm going to borrow from Ben's. He sort of inspired me. It's produce related. This year, I would like to get corn cobbed.
Just in case we have any new listeners who didn't listen last year and decided their New Year's resolution was to start listening to the Chris and Danny podcast. What's a corn cob again?
Well, corn cobbing is it's always a New Year's resolution for me, officially or unofficially. And basically what it is it's a sexual experience. And basically, you know how when you eat a corn on the cob, you're sort of like holding it up both ends and sort of eating the side of it?
Yes.
Well, imagine that.
Right.
Whereas it's instead of a corn cob, it's your cock slathered in butter.
All right.
But it doesn't have to be slathered in butter. And basically, it's two people eating the corn, two women eating the corn at the same time.
But they're both really hungry, so they want to eat as much corn as they can before the other one eats the rest of the corn.
So basically, it's a fantastic experience. Plus, it looks like they're kind of kissing. Anyways, that's my small thing.
Okay.
I'm really glad that you cleared that up, because for some people, I think, you know, the thought of you getting corn cobbed could go entirely different than that.
Yeah.
Right. I think I might have coined the term. I'm not sure.
It might catch on.
Hopefully it does. I hope it catches on in my pants this year.
You mean the actual corn cobbing. Yeah. All right, man, number two.
My number two New Year's resolution of the year 2009 is to not be so angry all the time.
You're going to be a better man by the end of 2009.
What I mean by that is at work, I get really angry about things that I have no control over. So I decided I'm not going to waste any more of my my time, I guess,
uh-huh.
and upset about things that I can't control.
Remember how I said that your last one was a coincidence? That actually is a coincidence for my number one. My number one, it was to not let traffic or what other people do in traffic affect me anymore, because I sit in traffic a large portion. Basically, this podcast started because I sit in traffic, because I found out what podcasts were because I'm always in traffic. And then I listened to a bunch of podcasts and I realized how bad they were. Anything that wasn't professionally done, like a radio show or something. So I thought we should do something because we could do something better than what most people are doing. But anyway, I seriously have thought about this. Like, I do stupid things in traffic in my FedEx truck sometimes. Well, I don't want to say that just in case FedEx is somehow monitoring this. I am tempted to do horrible things in traffic sometimes in my FedEx truck, which could be potentially dangerous to me for my job if I do something bad, just because people are trying to...
Hey, Danny, can I remind you of your fifth resolution?
All right. Well, I just... It's just to not get angry at traffic. Whatever people are going to do is not going to affect me that much.
Yeah.
Chris, number this is number one now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to top number two. I guess my number one resolution would be to get corn cobbed twice. He's the only thing better than a corn cob. Two corn cobs.
Chris, let me ask you something. Would you not let the corn cob continue if right below the two girls, corn cobbing you, if I was sitting right next to them on my knees eating an actual corn cob, like just looking up at you?
That might halt all future erections for the rest of my life.
All right, Ben.
I don't think they have a pill that would cure that.
Number one, Ben.
My number one New Year's resolution for the year 2009 is to make a baby.
Really?
Really.
Are you being serious? You're going to try to have a kid?
I'm being 100% serious. I want to shoot my demon seed in Sonia and make a kid.
From what I understand...
Hey, I want to change my number one. Wow.
I'm getting married in July, and I can understand that Sonia doesn't want to be pregnant during the wedding.
Right.
So if she agrees or not, starting July 12th, 2009, my mission is to make a baby.
Well, that's congratulations, Ben. I don't know if you're allowed to congratulate people on trying to make babies. That's like congratulating someone on trying to get laid, kind of. Congratulations. Such a noble thing.
No, because there's a purpose.
No, but yeah, I understand. But by the way, speaking of your wedding, we are still working on making a wedding song for you. It's occasionally we're working on it.
But yeah, that's cool. You got a lot of time still.
Yeah, it is a project that's in the works, but we haven't been working on it a lot because Jamie, every Christmas, Jamie produces a Christmas album, and he and Shadi were working on it for a while. But I was thinking that this works well because I could tell you we're going to play one of the songs from the Christmas album at the end of this podcast. He did a bluegrass version of Thriller by Michael Jackson, and I just think it's awesome.
I think it's awesome, too. I've heard it.
Yeah, have you heard it, Chris?
I've heard it. It's
and awesome. Do you think it's awesome?
I guess it's awesome.
All right.
How do you guess that something's awesome?
Well, I kind of been peer pressured into it.
Then just say you don't think it's awesome.
But I do think it's awesome, I guess.
You have to add I guess.
No, I think it's awesome, but I don't put an exclamation point at the end of it. Like,
yeah,
oh,
you put an
awesome.
I guess instead.
It's pretty awesome.
Right. You can't whisper something's awesome.
Yeah, it's either awesome or not awesome. Something can't be pretty awesome.
Well, it's sensational.
All right, good.
I guess what Chris means is it's not as awesome as all his bluegrass efforts.
Jamie also thought of a pretty good idea for a t-shirt that says, the grass is always bluer on the other side. You would sell that at bluegrass festivals.
I assume so.
And if you are a bluegrass festival organizer listening to this podcast, do not steal that idea. We've already copyrighted it. Did I tell you our idea, Ben, that Chris and Brian and I had for a fantastic business opportunity?
Possibly
I did,
in the new year.
And I think we should hear about it again.
Yeah, we're going to open a liquor
store. I guess it's awesome.
We're going to open a liquor store. This was really Brian's idea. But we're going to call it Dick Liquors. You get it?
I get it. And I love it.
It could also be Dick Liquor, just, because they all say liquor or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, he laughed at it the first time.
Yeah.
We're retelling jokes.
Brian wants to open it in the Castro district.
Yeah. He thinks that it'll take off there because they're all dick lickers. That was his words. I don't know. All right, well, we're going to play the bluegrass song. I think this was a fantastic start for 2009, guys.
I think it was sensational.
Ben, what do you think?
I guess it was awesome.
Thank you.
5.